This is Dr. Inigo, dictating a disability fiscal for a claimant by the name of Alvaro Rodriguez Jr. Date of birth, November 21st, 1982. Case ID number is 9901740. Date of exam, March 7, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from a disability report dated 2023 and a Social Security questionnaire dated 11/24/2023. Identifying information. This is a 41-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of hypercholesterolemia, and anxiety / depression / panic attacks. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in July of 2023, where he worked as a provider for 2 years. He has never worked at any other job since that time. He presently lives in an apartment and states that when he did work as a provider, he worked 4 hours per day, 7 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. The claimant also states that he has been on disability for 20 years. Allegation number one, hypercholesterolemia. Number two, anxiety / depression / panic attacks. History of allegations. Number one, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2023, he was diagnosed with very high levels of hyperlipidemia and hypercholesterolemia. He denies any myocardial infarctions, cerebral vascular accidents, or peripheral vascular disease. He is presently receiving an injection of Repatha, which he receives every 2 weeks for his cholesterol level. He does not know what his last cholesterol levels were, but states that he has been told that they were very high. Allegation number two, anxiety / depression / panic attacks. The claimant states since 1995 he has suffered from anxiety, depression, and panic attacks. He states he also suffers from sadness, depression, insomnia, and generalized nervousness. He denies any crying spells, violent acts, homicidal acts, apathy, decreased concentration, or decreased motivation. He also denies getting angry. He takes a bath every day and brushes his teeth every day. His mood appeared to be normal but somewhat anxious. He states that his father left the family when he was 5 years old and that his mother had to work and the situation in the family was very stressful, that the mother had to rent a trailer where they lived out of. The claimant was cooperative and pleasant, but did not appear to be future-oriented or show any appropriate help-seeking behavior. His mental status appeared to be normal. He was well-kept and wearing casual attire. He was cooperative and had fairly good eye contact with me and was alert. He was ill-oriented times four to place, time, situation, and person. His attention and concentration, as well as his mannerisms, were normal. His speech rate, clarity, tone, articulation, and memory appeared to be intact. He had normal thought processes and had no dissociated symptoms. He denied any hallucinations or the seeing of any shadows. At one time, he did have suicidal thoughts, but has never attempted suicide and has not had suicidal thoughts recently. The claimant did finish high school, but was unable to stay in college secondary to anxiety. He is presently taking clonazepam, 1 milligram PRN is needed, fluoxetine, 10 milligrams Q-day, and buspirone, 5 milligrams BID for his anxiety and depression. And he appears to be doing fairly well. He denies any history of substance abuse and states that the only thing he ever did was work as a provider for 2 years. When asked whether he has tried to attempt to find another job, he says he doesn't feel like it at this time. He does have a high school diploma. Daily activities include watching TV, doing lighthouse work, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing his laundry, and occasionally walking. He does play games on his phone as well. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 6 hours, climb 3 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. His physician is Dr. Amaya and Dr. Monica Garza. He is presently taking no medications for pain. And he does minimal walking, but occasionally does walk. But mostly plays games on his phone. Family history. The father is 75 and has diabetes mellitus. The mother is 75 and has diabetes mellitus, hypercholesterolemia, hypertension, and osteoarthritis. He also has a sister with anxiety as well. Medications, clonazepam, 1 milligram, PRN is needed, fluoxetine, 10 milligrams QD, buspirone, 5 milligrams BID, and Repatha injection every 2 weeks for high cholesterol. Medical problems, anxiety / depression / panic attacks, hypercholesterolemia, major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 155 pounds, height 5 feet 8 inches, BP 128 over 88 mmHg, heart rate 83 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 96%, BMI 24. General. This is a 41-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress, but appears to be somewhat anxious. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. The claimant does not have any glasses at this time. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was anxious for the time. He had clear thought processes and his memory was normal. Concentration was good and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to, on the last page, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual field. And minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations and has mild restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to mild anxiety. Allegation number one, hypercholesterolemia, - being treated at this time with injections. The claimant states that although he's getting injections, that his cholesterol levels are high, but there was no documentation to confirm this, but he is being treated. Allocation number two, anxiety/depression/panic attacks. Being treated at this time appears to be fairly well controlled, and appears to be doing well with his medication. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Alvaro Rodriguez, Jr.